And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Jesse Guidry, here to talk about the Bayou Vermilion Boat Parade that's going to be taking place on Sunday. The Bayou Vermilion Festival will be going on, and then the Boat Parade, which is a new event taking place at Vermilionville. So tell us, why did y'all decide to have a boat parade?
Well, every year, if you've been to the Bayou Vermilion Festival in years past, we invite antique putt-putt boat owners all along the south to come and display these beautifully handcrafted wooden boats and these beautifully detailed engines that a lot of them are just passed down from generation to generation from these guys, and they just keep restoring them, and they basically just travel and show them off, and Vermilionville was one of their stops for the Bayou Vermilion Festival, and they've always been a huge draw, and you know, we just kind of put some thought into it and said, well, it's the Bayou Vermilion Festival, so we probably need to get it on the water, right? We need to do a little celebration of that. And we put our heads together and just came up with this concept of asking these putt-putt boat owners to join people in the community in this parade down the Bayou Vermilion. And that's what's culminated in what we have. So
are the putt-putt boats going to be participating?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Not all of them, because mm-hmm. there's some guys that are very hesitant to put those boats in the water because they mm-hmm. have so much history behind them mm-hmm. and so much. But we're going to have quite a few of them that will. So it's going to be really nice. And I've actually never seen them on the water before. I've just seen them on land and heard the engines being cranked up on ground and not in water. So I'm sure it's going to be quite a pleasant surprise for everybody, because they're, from what I understand, they're quite loud, and they definitely get the name putt-putt for a reason. So.
But it's not the putt-putt boats. You're inviting anyone with a boat to participate.
Absolutely.
Now, what kinds of boats are you asking to join up?
Any kind of vessel, really, as long as I had one guy that called and asked how big we can go, and as long as it's tall enough to get under the bridges and it's not too wide to get through the bridges, you'll be fine. But pretty much any barge that you know, you're going to be putting on the water, like your party barges, your pontoons, your fishing boats, they're going to be fine. And we've had a number of people in the community sign up and join, but we just kind of, you know, wanted to open it up to everybody, because the Bayou Vermilion District, which a lot of people may or may not be familiar with, is actually in charge of the Vermilion River throughout Lafayette Parish. We work very hard to keep the river navigable as well as clean. We do a lot of water testing on the water, and one of our missions is to promote recreation. So this kind of fits very nicely in with that. And recreation isn't just, you know, you're boating or you're paddling. It's also fishing and just kind of like having river walks and enjoying the river and things like that. So there's a lot that goes into it other than just what people normally think with recreation.
So the Bayou Vermilion District has staff that is tasked with keeping the river clean mm-hmm. and navigable. What Absolutely. Kinds of things do they do?
They do a lot with a little. I think we currently have probably about 6 or 7, a mix of full-time and part-time employees that basically every day they're out on the water, and primarily what we spend a lot of our time with after there's a heavy rain or there's a large event such as the festivals is we're on the water, because right whenever it rains, that trash has to go somewhere if it's not in trash cans. So the water kind of picks up, it goes into the sewers through the coolies, and then dispels into our waterways. So we try to combat that as best as we can with various techniques, but primarily right now our booms is what we set up right to the coolie entries that collect a lot of the trash, and then we pull it out. Last year, we pulled out 23.7 tons of debris. And keep in mind, this is with, you know, a 7-person staff working, you know, 365 days a year to keep that clean. So
this is debris that used to, in years past, just go
keep
right
going, and it'll
river.
End up in the Gulf, you know, eventually.
Or settling and just causing the river to kind
building
of seize up.
And, yeah, and it's just not good. So they work very hard to do that and get ahead of that. And you know, we're working very hard with the city and other entities to find solutions to help with that. So one day the trash situation will be, you know, taken care of. And also we can start doing things very similar to the demonstration areas that we have currently at Vermilionville, because Bayou Vermilion District manages Vermilionville. But we're getting ready to do some bank restoration, a lot of community outreach, just educating people along the banks of the river about, you know, a lot of people like to put up bulkheads, and there's other options other than doing that to kind of preserve the bank and have it keep growing, et cetera, and just making them aware of their options, you know, using rain barrel and using rainwater to water your flowers instead of the hose, and rain gardens are becoming very popular and something that we have on site that we can, you know, teach people how to do and how to replicate. We've got brochures on how to teach people how to do these things. And, you know, we are starting with the residents that live along the river, but we hope, you know, residents and businesses that live along the river, but, you know, everybody can benefit from this information for sure.
Right. Well, it certainly sounds like this is a great way to celebrate the work that you all have been doing
Absolutely.
Over these past years to make that waterway better for all of us who want to use it, and to introduce the waterway to many who have never been on it, have never put their boats in the Vermilion.
And that's another one of the things that we do that Bayou Vermilion District does that people don't realize. We manage a series of boat launches, and now we are starting to do canoe and kayak launches as well. And this will be kind of, I guess, the coming out party for our Vermilionville canoe launch, and then our Camellia Bridge canoe launch, which is the route of the parade. It's going to leave from Vermilionville and then go to Camellia. So it's going to be a nice kind of forward to show people, hey, you know, you can get on the river in the middle of Lafayette and then exit in the heart of the city, while, you know, say Martinville and the surrounding areas are beautiful to go paddle. Sometimes you just want to get on the water, do a quick, you know, 2-3 hour thing, and then just be done with it and not have to worry about driving. So mm-hmm. we're working very hard to add to that and work on some other projects down the way.
How is a canoe and kayak launch different than the regular launches that you already have?
Well, what it does is it allows you to pull in and get out. Right now, if you just kind of pull it on the bank, you kind of have to, you know, one person gets out and then pulls it up, and then, you know, you still have the current that's kind of pushing you, and the other person has to get out. So it's not terribly difficult, but it's not exactly safe either. Mm-hmm. So these launches, you basically just pull up and you're surrounded on both sides by this launch. So both can get out. You don't have to worry about the current pushing you, and you can just exit safely and then pull out your canoe, and it just makes it a lot simpler.
Mm-hmm. So specifically for canoes and kayaks.
Yeah, yeah. And then we also have boat launches as well for the people that like to boat, and they know our launches very well. We have one at North Landing and at Rotary Point that we manage, and Beaver
used.
Park as well.
So you're encouraging people with canoes and kayaks to enter this parade.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds kind of crazy with motorized boats and paddles, but how it's going to work is we're going to have the antique boats right there. The putt-putt boats are going to be kind of the feature of the parade, if you will. So they'll kind of start things off. And then the other boats that we have signed up, or anybody else that wants to join in, can, you know, launch at Beaver Park, and then we'll line everybody up for the parade. And then separating the motorized boats will be our large vessel that we use to haul a lot of trash with. And we're going to have musicians, live music on the barge, because what would be a parade or a festival mm-hmm. without music, right? So we're going to have some musicians playing, just kind of like a little jam session, if you were, like on the river, mm-hmm. and it'll be nice. Mm-hmm. And then beyond them, will be all of our paddlers. So all the motorized boats will be separated from the paddlers. And, you know, we'll have Wildlife and Fisheries, Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office, and the Coast Guard on the water to make sure everybody's safe. And really, it's just going to be kind of a nice leisurely day. I mean, I know a lot of people are probably listening out there, and they're like, oh man, you know, a paddle, I haven't paddled in years. But really, it's a little under 6 miles, and we're estimating that it's going to take between 2.5 to 3 hours. But the current is moving. We just got a little bit of rain, and you know, we're gonna have a nice little current going. So it's gonna be a nice leisurely paddle. Won't be, you know, too strenuous, too much of a strain, and just kind of get out there and having a good time. But then also, I know there's a lot of people out there that don't have their own canoe or kayak, and are like, oh, you know, I want to join. Bayou Vermilion District actually does reservations for canoes, single and double person kayaks. Every second and last Saturday of the month, we do guided tours up to Bayou Tartu. And, you know, you pay a little $5 insurance fee that we require you to pay. And you just get and you get this great guided tour, and it's a nice little 2-hour paddle, very nice. And this, we just kind of built upon it with this little bit of a longer paddle trail, but parade route, if you mm-hmm, were. Mm-hmm. So we have these canoes and kayaks that we're actually going to, you know, you can reserve and use. And then, yeah, so it should be great.
All right. If you have just tuned in, my guest Jesse Guidry with Vermilionville is talking about their first annual Bayou Vermilion Festival boat parade that will take place this coming Sunday. The festival will start earlier in the day around 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. and then at 2 o'clock, you'll start launching from Vermilionville.
Correct, yeah. At 10 o'clock, we'll have plenty of activities, as we always do. If you've been to one of our culture days, it's very similar. The antique boats will actually be on display before they go in the water, so you can see them up close and personal. There's going to be a Babbitt pouring demonstration, which is something they do for their engines, similar to ball bearings, from what I've understand. It's a pretty fascinating process because these engines aren't, you can't just go to the store and buy a part for them. You have to handcraft it. So mm-hmm. it's interesting to see how they make it work and how they upkeep them. But in addition to the viewing, we'll have some boat restoration demonstrations, which will be great. We have our boat restorer on site that's going to be working on some of our boats. And then we'll have activities for the children, as well as some information from various organizations about the river and just how to be good stewards of the bayou and the earth. And then, like you said, the parade's going to start at 2 o'clock for the first year. We decided to ask Joey Durrell to be our Grand Marshal. So he's going to be doing kind of a send-off, if you will, starting mm-hmm. at 2 o'clock. And after that, then the parade will be off and gone. So, and then it'll be from Vermilionville to Camellia Bridge. And we're estimating the parade to go from about 2 to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And at Cochon, we're going to have the grand finale, as it were, over there. Cochon's, we're partnered with them, and they're going to be offering everybody that participates and registers in advance for the mm-hmm. parade. Free food and drink. And then, of course, Christine Balfe and friends will be playing from 4 to 7 over there. So after everybody kind of paddles and is tired, they can go get more tired, dance, refill on some food and some drink, and should
now,
be a good time.
Do they have to paddle back?
No, that's kind of the beautiful thing that we've worked out, right? Mm-hmm. We will have a shuttle service for those people that are reserving the canoes and kayaks from us. Mm-hmm. So you can do one of two. What we're asking people to do is we're going to have a shuttle in the morning starting at 11:30 from the endpoint, which is Camellia, and that shuttle, you know, you can go and you'll park your car at the Camellia launch, which that location is on our website, and that shuttle service will bring you to Vermilionville, where you can participate in the festival. And then when it's time to launch your boat, you get in your canoe or kayak, and then when the parade starts, you go. And when you're done, you can either walk across the bridge to Cochon, or you can just get in your car and call it a day. But we're encouraging, of course, everybody to go and celebrate at Cochon.
Okay, well, that's going to be on Sunday, the Bayou Vermilion Festival Boat Parade, their first annual. All kinds of boats are encouraged to register. People register through your website, Jesse, or
correct.
Calling?
It's bayouvermilion.org/bayoufest, or if you just go to Bayou Vermilion or Vermilionville, it's the first image that you see. Just click on the boat parade image, and all the information's on there. There's a lot going on, so I encourage you to go to the website, and it goes into more detail about the parade route, what you can expect, and of course, you can always call us at 233-4077 if you want more information.
Okay, and again, a great opportunity, especially for those of us who have not been on the Bayou Vermilion in a long time, to see the work that they've been doing through the Bayou Vermilion District, to see all the beautification that's going on, and just how much cleaner it is than many of us may remember. So celebrate that and participate in the boat parade this Sunday. Find out more information by calling or going to their website. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thanks, Judith.